It was 4 years ago that the Vikings made their last trip overseas when they took on the Steelers in 2013 and came away with a 34-27 victory. Sunday, the 5-2 Vikings will be heading back across the pond to face the Cleveland Browns in the 2017 London Games Series.
Yeah, I'm excited to just see something new. You know, I heard the fan base over there is growing consistently, so it'll be different, but it'll be something that I get to remember. It'll be a good memory and something I can cherish later on down the road.
It was a great experience, you know. We went around, we toured around, and the fact that at that moment, the people in London didn't know much about football, but they was willing to learn. And now I feel like they know a little bit more because a bunch of teams been going over playing. So I feel like they know, they grasped it a little bit, they understand football a little bit more, and it's going to be more exciting, more fun for the fans, and they'll understand what's going on.
In 2013, the Vikings were considered the home team. This time around, it will be the Browns. And the Purple will be looking at the matchup on Sunday morning as just another road trip.
Guys got to understand that this is a business trip. You know, it's not about going over there and having a great time. It's about going over there and winning a football game. So for us, it's making sure that everybody does everything they can to make sure they recover from the plane ride, that they get there, they get loosened up, stretched out. You know, you're going to be sitting on a plane for 8 hours or so. So it's about really getting there and making sure you do everything you possibly can in order to win on Sunday.
I mean, I've never done it before, so just go try and do the best we can to figure it out. I mean, we're not the only team that has done it, and it's been going on for years now. So, football's my concern. It's all going to come down to how we play on Sunday. You know, I mean, a lot of teams, do all these things, and they go over there and get their butts beat, and some teams do it differently and win. You know, Arizona went over for the whole week last week. Still at the end of the day, it's about football and how you execute.
The NFL is celebrating 10 years since the first regular season game was played in London. And with this being a record fourth and final game of the season, the game's popularity continues to expand.
Super excited. The fans there actually know a lot more than we think they know. They ask great questions. We're really involved with what we have going on over here. And I'm excited to play at Twickenham.
I'd been over there before, and that was one thing that I was surprised with then. And they've only continued to learn more and more. So they pay a lot of attention to our game and get very excited when we come over.
Over the past decade, all but one of the NFL's 21 London games have been sellouts. And the league estimates its fan base in the United Kingdom at 13 million and growing. Sunday, over 80,000 will be in attendance at Twickenham Stadium just outside London to cheer on the Vikings and Browns, giving European fans a chance to get closer to the National Football League.
London is absolutely amazing. It's just a new experience, and, it's fun. The biggest thing is that, this game is only for so long, and, you just got to enjoy it, And I think that's the biggest thing, man. I think the biggest thing these days is that, you really got to enjoy and have fun. You really got to go out there and just, have fun. This is what it's about. Have fun, entertain, but at the same time, you got to do your job because, you don't never know, it could be taken away from me that easy.
Great trip. It's an incredible opportunity for us to take our brand of sport overseas. The game of American football is growing rapidly over there, and they're hungry for our game. There's a reason why there's so many games over there now, and each and every one of them sells out quickly. So it's a fun atmosphere to play in. Speaking of crowd noise, they're in it the entire game. They may not be sure of the rules and who's what and where, but they're going to cheer the entire time, and it's a pretty ruckus atmosphere.